Bring back Grizzlies. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Greg Bufundo lives in Tenasket, Washington, which is in very rural Okanagan County. He says he's an avid hunter and also raises some livestock. Greg claims to be very much in favor of reintroducing grizzly bears to the North Cascades and surrounding wilderness.
I'm in the region where they're proposing to reintroduce these bears, and I'm actually in favor of it. I raise birds and chicken and stuff like that, too, mostly just to feed myself. I think that one of the things that I always sort of long for is that time period 200 years ago. I'm the kind of guy who wishes I was running around the Rocky Mountains in the 1820s. And I suspect that a lot of people that live in places like Okanagan County kind of feel the same way. But along with that sort of yearning for a simpler time comes animals like grizzly bears. And I think that to be able to see one in the wild is something really special. And it means that the places where we're going are healthy. I've lived in Alaska before, and I've been in close proximity to grizzly bears, and they're not the man-eating machines that people make them out to be. A lot of these bears are lucky to top 400 or 500 pounds, so we're looking at just an average-sized bear. And the North Cascade is a pretty remote region, and I don't think that the fear that cattlemen maybe have is justified, because these animals don't travel like the wolves do. They don't hunt in packs like the wolves do. They're very solitary animals.
Well, this is certainly a topic with lots of pros and cons. I know a lot of cattlemen who aren't so sure, but everybody is entitled to their own opinion. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.